was a pretty solid autograph session. He's up sort of counting about an hour and a half. It's a pretty solid session.
It was good, mate. Yeah, it's fantastic to see the Blues fans come out. I think some of them said they waited up to an hour and a half, 2 hours, as you say. So for them to be out today, putting their support behind us, is fantastic.
I noticed some of the longest queues were reserved for some of the youngest guys, which is always a good sign. Jack Silvani and the like, they had big queues.
They certainly did. You know, when you get exciting young players in and exciting talent, I think it certainly energises the supporters, I guess you could say. You know, we had Patrick Cripps in outset and he did the bulk of the work, so it's exciting times.
Can you give us some good news about your pre-season? How's it progressed so far?
Yeah, look, it's been pretty good. I was in a similar spot this time last year. You know, I'd done a bulk of the pre-season, going pretty well, and it all went pear-shaped pretty quickly. So I was sort of managing my own expectations in terms of just getting through until that first round. But look, I've done a lot of the pre-season, as of most of the group, and tracking on pretty well.
Will you play NAB Challenge, NAB 1, or what are you held back to?
No, look, I'll certainly put my hand up. I'm not sure what sort of the plan will be, but you know, I think for our supporters and our footy club, we'll be out there having a red hot go in the NABs, and you know, for myself, I haven't played a great deal of footy, you know, especially last year, so I'm looking forward to getting back out there and hopefully running into some form.
We all know how capable you are, Daisy, particularly your best. How frustrating is the last 12 months for you personally?
Yeah, it's been tough, there's no doubt. You know, when you sort of get yourself back to a spot where you think you can get somewhere near your best and perform, and you know, sort of do it to a weekly basis, and then to have it sort of rug ripped out from underneath you in 40 seconds. It was certainly tough times, but you know, like all injuries, you live and you learn. And you know, there's certainly, you know, I get a chance, I guess you could say, to rebuild and go again this year. So you know, I haven't had a great run. I've said that all along, but it certainly hasn't been as bad as some people's runs with injuries. And you know, I can still get out there and do what I love doing.
You feel ready to recapture that sort of pace and gut running that you've been around for?
Yeah, look, you know, I'm just going to really enjoy getting out there and playing footy. I think, you know, that sort of stuff is how I play regardless. So as long as I can stay on the park, hopefully you can see a bit of that.
Have you done much contact
with the show? Yeah, so I'm back into full contact now. You know, we had a simulation style set up on Friday and got in there and got thrown around a bit and laid a couple of tackles, so it's good. The shoulder feels good, the body feels good, and as I said, hopefully we can last more than a minute in the first round.
Given it was the shoulder, has there been a sort of a byproduct, a benefit for your feet and your legs and your ankle, the running you could do? And
yeah, well, look, I could run the whole time, yeah, sort of on the road to recovery, I guess you could say. So it's not like an ankle where you hold up, you know, for 3 months at a time and literally can't do anything. So you keep that baseline fitness. Sort of my pre-season almost started the middle of last year, so certainly looking forward to the games coming around.
When you have so many injuries in such a long period of time, does the confidence in your body take a hit? You worried about it from day to day, or can you forget about it?
No, look, I think you have to forget about it. You know, it's part of footy, having injuries. I think most players go through them at some point. You know, I had a pretty good run for the first probably 5-6 years of my career of almost going through unscathed, I guess you could say, and then sort of hasn't gone that well the last couple of years. But look, you know, that's the game. It's contact sport. You know, your body's got to generally give at some point, and hopefully it's back to somewhere near its best, and yeah, a bit of luck's around the corner.
It's training, but is the leap still there?
I can still jump, yeah, I can still run, I can still kick the footy, which is good to know. And as I say, hopefully, you know, when the games roll around, you can see a bit of it.
Have you found the summer under Brendan? What's he brought to the group?
Look, you know, pre-seasons are never easy, and this one's certainly been solid. Just his enthusiasm, I guess you could say, around the group, and his attention to detail, second to none. So, you know, it's you know, when you finish the way we did, and there's a lot of change around the club, and you know, to have Brendan come in and do what he's done in a small amount of time, hopefully that really does turn into results and good performances.
There's an official announcement, I think, on the captaincy perhaps the next 10 or 14 days. Is it your opinion that Murph will probably retain it? What's your view on that?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, Murph's done a fantastic job. You know, in my time here, he's been a fantastic leader of the younger blokes. Although our results on the field haven't been fantastic, you know, that probably means it's harder to be a good leader, and he's been fantastic. So, you know, I'll certainly put my 2 cents behind him, I guess you could say. But the best thing is, if it was to go somewhere else, we've got a great deal of depth in that leadership department that it could go to.
I know you're in your own right, but are you at the stage where you might just concentrate on footy, or you'll stay in the leadership group in your opinion?
Look, you know, I'm certainly comfortable around the place and, you know, throwing my 2 cents in, as I say, but, you know, I think hopefully to get a consistent run of footy and sort of lead by that way and then off the field as well. So, yeah, we'll just see where that goes.
Pre-Christmas Robert Walls had a bit of a go about the size of the contract, what you'd contributed, that sort of stuff. Do you lose any sleep about that sort of criticism?
Oh, it's sort of interesting, you know, that people are in the media, I guess, are paid to have an opinion, and that was Robert's opinion. I don't think anything he said was certainly too false. You know, he sort of had a bit of a dig, but a couple of those things were out of my control. So that did definitely come across my desk, that one. But, you know, Robert's been a fantastic person around this football club. He was in here the other day, so, you know, I'm sure he's just giving his honest opinion, and, you know, you can't begrudge a bloke for doing that.
Has the size of the contract been a burden at any stage for you when you've been injured, if that makes sense?
I think it's just more of a talking point for you blokes, if anything.
That's it. Thanks, mate.